Illinois has now become the 11th state in the country to legalize marijuana. Governor J.B. Pritzker today made good on one of his major campaign promises by signing the legislation into law. I spoke earlier today with WBEZ state government reporter Dave McKinney, who was at the signing. This was a big moment for the governor, and I asked Dave to tell us what the governor had to say as he brought this legislation full circle.
Well, Melba, it was a big moment. I mean, he was surrounded by supporters, and he chose one of the city's most impoverished areas, the Austin neighborhood on the west side, to sign this bill. And he emphasized over and over again, diversity.
With this legislation, our state once again is a leader, putting forward the most equity-centric cannabis legalization in the nation.
You know, you hear that applause there. I mean, this was a hugely celebratory mood at the event, and it was a signature achievement this spring when a lot of big things came out of Springfield. And, you know, the governor, he got to fulfill a big campaign promise, as you mentioned. This seems to be wildly popular with voters as well. It wasn't that long ago that SIU and Carbondale did a poll that showed that two-thirds of Illinoisans favor recreational marijuana, so it's wildly popular.
And you've been following this for months now. Talk about what the major changes are for Illinois that are in this law.
The most important thing, Melba, is that this takes effect on January 1st. People can buy and possess up to 30 grams at any given time, and that's roughly 90 joints. It's a revenue generator for the state, with Pritzker today saying that it could raise as much as $500 million annually. A quarter of that is supposed to go to neighborhoods that have been hard hit with drug enforcement. There's a process that's going to enable hundreds of thousands of people with marijuana convictions to expunge their records. And Senator Heather Staines, one of the bill's sponsors, she talked about an overarching aim to encourage diversity again among the groups getting involved in this startup industry.
We have taken a lot of measures here to try to ensure that we actually do put in place an industry that is reflective of the state of Illinois and tools to help make sure we get there.
So that's Heather Staines, a Chicago Democrat. Tell me about who the other major players are who pushed this thing through.
Well, of course, Pritzker was center stage, but all around him were women office holders. That really caught my eye today. They were a group of influential female office holders from the bill's sponsors, Staines, whom you just mentioned, Representative Kelly Cassidy, another Chicago Democrat, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. To varying degrees, they all helped get this across the goal line. And one of them, State Senator Toy Hutchinson, coined this phrase, the sisterhood of badassery.
And they've worked together on a number of issues this session.
Absolutely.
And Dave, this might have been a celebratory day today, but some people have some serious concerns about all this.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, they wound up kind of being muted at the end here. Most of the Republicans in the House and the Senate opposed this. There was only one of them here at the event today. In the buildup to all of this, there were critics who said that the legalization of recreational pot could fuel addiction rates and it could encourage young people to take up the habit even more than they do. And people who live in communities where illegal drug sales have been one of the major businesses, they're watching this very carefully to see how it plays out for them.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Melba.
That's WBEZ State Politics reporter Dave McKinney. This is WBEZ.